Rest in peace, Stitcher. The company has announced that the Stitcher app will die on August 29th, 2023, next month. So, thanks for all the love and the memories. It's been fun. Time to put you in the grave. All things must eventually change, right? What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit. You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day. So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started. Hey, you. You. Are you new to Life Tips? Well then, welcome aboard. Do me a favor and hit that follow button, subscribe button, however it's worded, and follow the show so that you'll be notified every time there's a new episode. You'll join the numerous amounts of people who download the show each day and add it to their everyday lives. Now, if you're a current or faithful listener of the show who has been with us since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue leading you in the right direction, and I hope that you continue to enjoy the show as per usual. Thank you so much. This has been Nate, the host of Life Tips Podcast, just greeting you, and yeah, all right then, let's get started. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything, not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review, and also leave a 5-star rating, because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up and let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode. Thank you. allergies. Allergy season. Allergy season sucks. Crazy, wild. Oh my gosh. Not to mention the heat. But all things must eventually change. That's literally a pun. All things must eventually change. The seasons. Your allergies being terrible when in winter it was perfect. But that's not why we're talking about all things must eventually change. No. Today is another life-focused episode. All things must eventually change. Today, I'm going to just highlight the initial things I want to talk about when it comes to all things must eventually change. And then next week in part two, we're going to talk about how all things must eventually change relates to life overall. So part one is going to be the buildup, and then we're going to talk about personal relationships and how all those things must eventually change. Then we're going to discuss more of the buildup and break into the future, not just for this fall, but also for the new chapter to come. Whew. All right, so let's start from the beginning. 2016. 7 years ago. 7 years ago is when I started working. Huh? Yes, 7 years ago. So, typically at the age of 16 is when you start working. You get your first job at like your McDonald's, your Ross, TGI Fridays, Burlington Coat Factory, H&M, Zara, different things like that. Typically get your first job around there. Typically. But I did not get my first job at 16. Instead, I got my first job in 2016. I was 21. Yep, first job at 21. That's when I started working in the insurance industry for about 7-ish years. '16, '17, '18, '19, '20, '21, '22. Insurance all the way into 2022, with a few little stints here and there at Nielsen Ratings and a fake network marketing company, to name a few. But primarily, it was the insurance world coupled by Uber and by Lyft. I was an Uber driver and I was a Lyft driver. But Uber and Lyft had to go. They got taken away because I took them away. In other words, all the insurance companies decided that when it came to Uber and Lyft and other companies, the rideshare endorsement that you have to get on your policy, yes, it's going to add an extra $10, $12 to your bill. But if you get it, you're good to go. However, that policy, once it starts up, it only protects you for a certain amount. And car accidents can range into the thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. Plus, when you factor in injuries and different things like that, that's just if you get into an accident. So when you turn on your app, whatever rideshare app you're using, when you turn on your app, you're covered by the policy, not your actual car insurance. So if you have $10 million on your car insurance, but you only have $1 million on your Lyft or Uber policy, that's in addition, if you get into an accident and your Lyft and or Uber policy is covering you, that $1 million might be enough. But if the injuries and the accident in total come out to $2 million, you're $1 million short. That's just a fake analogy, but it's basically, that basically gives you an idea of what the insurance companies were doing with their rideshare coverages. They're essentially lowjacking the drivers, and they don't know it. But my company told me and got me to safety by suggesting that I remove the apps. So all things must eventually change, right? I stopped driving for Uber and Lyft in 2022. Stayed in the insurance world, but without an extra income source, I was back to depending on one income source, which was very difficult paying bills. But things got better when I got into the school system until March. March, April time frame to be exact, when I had to start paying rent. And rent is high. Not as much as I would have had to pay with a regular apartment, but high enough. So all the bills, all the main bills, insurance, car note, and rent, plus all the other individual streaming stuff that I have, and my law firm, and life insurance, dental insurance, all that jazz. It's a lot. But most people who work full time are able to take care of that. And thank God, I am finally in that boat where I can take care of things once again and not have to worry. There was a little bit of a struggle period, but all things must eventually change. I will not make that mistake again. I drove to Baltimore and they slapped a $250 parking ticket on me. And it took a couple months to recover from that and get back to being okay again. And so with all of the up and down job shifting came the up and down money shifting. But I'm finally back to stimulus check timeline status, where back when the government was giving us stimulus checks, some of us were able to just get stimulus checks and have our bank accounts blow up and just let money accumulate. And whenever bills would come out, it wouldn't hurt nearly as much. So now that I'm back to that particular status in life, and I have a beautiful full-time job that I can't lose, haha, all things must eventually change. That part, I can't lose. A part of the up and down job struggle story that I'm telling is that I would get hired and fired within months. It started in 2021. I got let go from the fake network marketing job, and then months later, the network marketing job that I thought was real was revealed to be fake because the company disappeared from existence. Then State Farm, with them, 2 months, roughly, cut. Then Nielsen Ratings, made it into training, made it out of training. Nope, didn't make it out of training. Let go. Then private insurance. Private insurance is where you've got the Steve Johnson Insurance Agency, and under his name, he can write a bunch of different companies, Allstate, Progressive, et cetera, et cetera. So we got the Steve Johnson Insurance Agency there, left, got another job, left. So, went back into another job, insurance. And got let go. This is after the pandemic. Because in the pandemic, the insurance jobs I had, they both had to let me go. One of them, because the pandemic messed up the business. The other, because I got the network marketing job, which was full-time, and I ended up leaving. Insurance job. But with every single scenario, it was hired, stuck around, either let go, or I had to leave. There was, how many instances was it that I had to leave a job? One. It was one instance that I had to leave a job. It was the private insurance. I left the private insurance of my own accord. Because the unprofessionalism. But with all of that up and down and all the up and down money stuff, when the school system called my phone, figuratively speaking, almost a year ago, we're not there yet. October's coming. But almost a year ago, when they called, I picked up, and at that point, I knew I was safe. I made it through probation, got into the real meat and potatoes of the job, got switched out. They canceled the school switching process. Now, next year, bang. Going into the new school year. Super, super excited. No longer do I have a job where I'm here today, gone tomorrow. I'm here, and I'm here, and I'm here. So as long as I stay alive, as long as my heart keeps beating, I have this job. And it's a career job. And I'm not leaving until I'm confident that I can sustain my family with my speaking gift. So in October, it'll be 1 year. Then we get a raise. So essentially, I'll be making a dollar more than I make right now. Ultimately propelling me towards $40,000 a year. I will be making $40,000 a year going into 2024. All things must change, right? I went from making $8 an hour to $10 an hour for years. Then I made $14 an hour. Then I made $10 an hour again. All the way to today, where I am making $40,000 a year with no degree, no certifications, just grace. All things must eventually change. But that's not the only change that's taken place throughout my 20s. The last bit of change we will talk about after the commercial break. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it.
Spotify for Podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for Podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for Podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for Podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for Podcasters. Hey y'all, real quick, I need your help. Listener support is now active for Life Tips Podcast. So if you love this podcast, please, please, please give to support future episodes of the show. No amount is too great or too small. It would really mean a lot to me if you all would help support the podcast and get this show where it needs to be moving forward. So again, if you're really just into this show and you look forward to episodes every single week, drop something in the support channel, drop something in the support button you can click on. It really means a lot to me, and it'll go towards future episodes being produced. All right, cool. Back to the show.
What is up, family? It's your hostess with the mostest, Tiva Goat, from over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brand successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
So with all that we've been talking about lately over the last couple episodes, there's a benefit. Not so much the last literal couple of episodes, but when we were talking about high school and middle school and briefly mentioned college in the last couple episodes that were serious. Of course, last week was part four of fun and football that I promised you all. But we talked about school, surviving elementary school, surviving high school, middle school. The benefit of middle school and the benefit of high school is that your exposure to people grows. The benefit of college, beyond the academics, and this goes for high school and middle school as well, the benefit is that you have exposure with young people your own age. In other words, you're around young people every single day. Because I had the school experiences that I had, even into college, my exposure to people was low. So when I started making friends in the real world, when I say I didn't start making friends for real until 2018, I mean that. I met my best friend, China, in Baltimore at the Maryland campus. She was a junior. Then I met my second best friend, Raven, that same year. Just a couple months later. Then the following year, I met Gigi. Then, this past year, I met my three best friends from work. All of them go alongside Becca, who has been in my life since 2013. We've connected through our phones and social media. And even though we have not met in person yet, we still managed to establish a 10-year internet friendship. All things must eventually change, though, right? Gigi left. She quit the relationship. She quit the best friend bond in December of last year. She quit and blocked me everywhere, and that was the end of that. Painful. Very painful. Because a best friend is someone that you do everything with. In fact, a best friend is defined as a person's closest friend. Urban Dictionary says this: a best friend is someone who is there for you through thick and thin, someone who listens and understands you, someone you can call anytime about anything you feel you need to tell or vent. It's someone who will stand up for you in times where you need it most, keep your secrets close, and someone you can trust with your life. They will support you in any decision you make, even if it's hard for them. someone who is there for you as much as they can be and says and does whatever they can to up your mood in down times. I'm going to move down a little more. Someone who literally feels sent from heaven to make your life that much easier. Someone who will do almost anything for you as you would do for them. And someone who loves you no matter what kind of stupid things you do. This person will always want the best for you, as you always want the best for them. And as much as people change, your love with a real best friend will never fade throughout all the phases of life and problems that come along with it. That is the long definition from Urban Dictionary of a best friend. Did Gigi fulfill that to the T? No. She failed. She left. China fulfilled that to the T. Raven and Becca fulfilled that to the T. Raven and Becca will still be fulfilling that to the T. Time will tell if my three best friends from work, who, mind you, they all asked to become best friends of mine, and I added them out of their request. Time will tell if my work best friends meet this standard from the Urban Dictionary. So far, two of them are doing that. One of them, all we talk about is work. We don't really vibe out beyond the job yet, but hopefully we'll get there in the future. All things must eventually change, though, right? China engaged and is leaving the United States in a month to go live with her fiance. I will no longer be her best friend, and she will no longer be my best friend. In the context of everything that I have explained from the Urban Dictionary definition, because her husband will be all of that for her. Her fiance will be all of that for her. All things must eventually change. My other two best friends, who are long tenured, have been going through craziness. So I have not spoken to Raven as much this year. I have not spoken to Becca as much this year. So with two of my best friends in limbo, that leaves the other best friends from work to step up. And two of them are stepping up. All things must eventually change. And even after breaking up with my ex, which, by the way, happy 1 year anniversary of the breakup. This is literally the week a year ago to the T that we called off our relationship. After celebrating 1 year, our former anniversary was on the 4th of July. Well, around the 4th of July, but even with my ex, a good majority of my friendships, and most of them are women, but a good majority of those friendships died out after I broke up with my ex. So I've gone from having a wide range of friendships, all active, to having just a few good men. Did you catch that reference? A few good men? Or more technically, a few good women. That was tough. But I eventually realized, and this is life tip number one, that friendships come and go, and the ones who will be there with you to the end are your real friends. You've heard me mention this before, but when it comes to getting married, what happens at the wedding reception? The friends, oh, good God Almighty, the friends of the groom and the bride put the groom and the bride on blast at the wedding reception. In a good way. In other words, the bride's friend and the groom's friend, they share stories. Growing up with the guy or growing up with the girl and how eventually they met whoever it is. And how they feel so amazing around them. Happens all the time. Why do you think married couples have married couple friends? Those are the same friends that spoke at their wedding, and they spoke at theirs, vice versa. That's what I am trying to build. When I get to my wedding day, I want to have those friendships where I know who to invite from my side and who to ask to speak on my behalf from the guy's side of the room. And I would hope, actually I know for sure, that my future wife will have much stronger connections than me, to where when we get married, she'll have her girlfriends ready for bridesmaid duty. And as for the maid of honor, she will already know who that person is going to be, and she will already have asked that person to speak at the reception. In other words, I'm trying to build consistency. Yes, all things must eventually change, but some things need to remain consistent. Write that down. Some things need to remain consistent. So what does this have to do with my 20s and my 30s? The entire story of flip-flopping between jobs and friendships and people, it all took place during my 20s. Going into my 30s, I want things to be different. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Most times when you move out of state is when you develop that consistency. For my sister, when she moved out of state, It's my older sister. She moved out of state, went off to college, and then she moved out of state again permanently after college. Developed bonds in the state that she was in, and met my brother-in-law. The rest is history. I'm different. I found my life and my career here without having a college degree. And so I'm also trying to find my social circle here, much like someone who moves out of state would find their social circle there. That's what I'm trying to develop going into my 30s. Not just for the sake of the wedding and the wedding reception. That's true. But even long before that, I just want this for me, so that work-life balance can be perfected. So that even when I move and get my apartment, one, I will know who to call to ask to help me move, and number two, I will not be bored out of my mind when I get my apartment. I will still have the same level of work-life balance consistency now at that point in time to where life living by myself will not be boring. All things must eventually change, huh? Which leads to part two next week. Wait, wait, social media. Wait, wait, social media. Don't go, don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
So, if you want to follow Life Tips Podcast on the internet, there are several ways you can do this. The first is on Facebook. The second is on Twitter. And the third is on Instagram. So on all three of these platforms, search at Life Tips Podcast. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram at Nate_the_speaker and at Spoken Life Tips. And on Facebook at Spoken Life Tips. So that is basically where you can find the show on social media and where you can find me on social media. Twitter at @auth_gen_person. That's at @auth_gen_person. And that's about it. So those are the social media accounts that you can follow the show on and follow me on. And so I look forward to connecting with you on the internet. And yeah.